in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们救主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
This evening, our meditation is on Psalm 38, and I'd like to entitle my message on In Thee, O Lord, Do I Hope.
今天傍晚的这个所选用的经文是诗篇第38篇，而我所要给他的这篇道所命名的呢，这个主题就是，在第15节这里所说的耶和华我仰望你。
What is hope?
那当我们说盼望是什么意思呢？
Oftentimes when we think of hope, we think of the light at the end of a tunnel.
说到盼望，往往让我们所能够联想到的，就像是在一个隧道里面，你看到隧道的另一端。We
think of the silver lining after a storm.
你看见了那乌云之后，那云彩的环光。
We think of hope, we think of the change of circumstances, especially when these circumstances have been very difficult.
那我们在想到这盼望的时候呢，我们往往联想到的就是我们所处的环境有了变化，而往往这个环境呢是一个逆境。But
we realize from this psalm that David's hope was not in just merely the changing of these circumstances or the light at the end of a tunnel.
然后我们所知道，在这篇诗篇当中，当诗人大卫他说到盼望的时候呢，盼望并不指着说他在面对这一种情况方面的改变，或者是从逆境当中的一种变化。It
was not a hope in the improving of a situation.
并不是在环境方面有任何的改进。But
his hope was even in the midst of great distress, he still has the presence of God with him.
而是当他在面对这逆境的当儿最艰难、最艰苦的那个时刻的时候，他能够保持着这样子对神的一种盼望。As
we have read earlier in this psalm, you will realize that David was dealing with enemies that have oppressed him.
那我们看看这篇经文，他告诉我们说，这诗人大卫呢，他是面对着许多在逼迫他的敌人。We
do not know exactly what this situation was.
我们并不知道这里所指的这个逆境是指什么样的一个情况。But
he described these enemies as having an advantageous position.
然而在这里我们知道占上风的呢，竟是那些与大卫为敌的人。He
described them as those who are lively and strong.
他们非常的活泼，非常的强大。So
he felt very helpless and hopeless.
所以他在这个情况之下，感觉到非常的无助，非常的无奈。
And in such a situation, what should a Christian do?
那如果一个基督徒在面对这样的一个情况之下，他应该有什么样的反应呢？
All who have been through at least a certain amount of time in this world will have faced with difficult circumstances and trying situations.
我们都在这世界上活了好一段日子，都相信都应该遇到过艰苦艰难的事情。
Whether it be in school or in our workplaces, we meet with very difficult people.
无论在学校或者在工作的环境当中，我们难免会遇到一些使得我们带给我们不如意、不艰难的一些人。I
have been teaching in the fundamental Christian ministry for some time.
那我在这校园团契当中，我已经教导了好一段日子。And
recently there's a new group of graduates from the fundamental Christian ministry.
那最近有在这个校园团契当中呢，有一群就是刚刚毕业的毕业生。So
they have just started to work.
他们刚开始工作。And
I'd like to ask these students when they were still studying, which one do you prefer? Which one do you look forward to study or to work?
而我很想问这群学生呢，你们比较喜欢读书的时候呢，还是在工作的时候？
Of course, when they were students, they said, "Oh, they can't wait to start working."
当他们还是学生的时候，当然他们会说，我巴不得现在可以马上开始就业。
Because they say that, oh, when they start working, then now they deal with something that's real.
那当现在他们才开始工作的时候呢，他们因为他们觉得说去工作去职场上能够经历一个更真实的一个工作环境。
So when they are studying all the exercises that they're doing feels very fake. So they want to do something real. So they look forward to work.
那他们比较向往去工作，因为那里在职场上呢比较有那种真实感。那读书的时候呢，非常就感觉没有那么真实。
So which one do you prefer more, to study or to work?
你比较喜欢工作还是读书呢？
Of course, now they have graduated. I also ask them. So do you prefer studying or working?
那如今他们毕业了，我就问他们，你比较喜欢哪一个呢？
And 9 out of 10, okay, just not all of them, but most of them would say, oh, how they wish they can still be a student.
那尽管不是每一个都这样子回答我，但是十个里面有九个告诉我，我还是比较喜欢当学生。
So I ask them why.
那为什么呢？
Oh, because now they realize that in working, they do more than just the work itself.
因为现在他们发现到他们在职场上所需要面对的不仅仅是所需要应付的这些工作。
Often a very difficult aspect of working life includes the people.
而一个更加为有挑战性的是要面对与人与人之间的这个人际关系。
In school, you have friends.
在学校你有朋友。
In your workplace, you have colleagues.
在工作场所你有同事。
And these colleagues are not all the time your friends.
同事不是很多时候都不一定是你的朋友。
And some of them having started work, one of the issues that they face and they have to deal with would be the people.
而他们在这群刚开始工作的这些毕业生当中呢，他们所需要面对的就是他们在职场上面对的这些人。
And sometimes if they do not know how to cope with this, they can easily fall into a very depressed state.
而当他们面对这样的人，他们不知道要怎么去应付的话，有时候会导致他们陷入一种非常难堪的情况。
And they struggle greatly.
他们会多少有点挣扎。
And they sometimes struggle to the point where they have to leave a certain place, not because of the workload, but because of the people.
而甚至来到一个地步呢，他们有时候需要离开这个工作环境，不是因为那工作本身，而是因为在职场上所面对的这些人。
And this is sometimes how Christians feel.
有时候基督徒就是有这样子的感受。
The different kinds of struggles that we go through.
我们所面对在生活当中不同的挣扎。
How should we respond?
我们当怎样去反对怎样去应付呢？
Are we going to become suspicious?
我们是否要开始对每个人都开始有猜疑呢？
You know, sometimes it's quite a concern that some who having started work for a while,after facing these things, they start to become very cynical and suspicious of everyone and of the world.
那我们知道有一些人呢，他们在开始工作，然后面对这样子的一种环境方面的这种的难处的时候呢，难免会开始对身边的人多少有许多的猜疑。
And then not only that, they become like them.
甚至变得与他们一样。
They realize that unless they use this.Methods and these schemes that the world use, it is going to be very difficult to survive.
那他们认为说，除非我像这世界上的人这样子的去尔虞我诈，做这些就是用很多的阴谋诡计来做事情的话，我很难像他们一样的成功。
So how should we respond?
那我们应该有怎样的反应呢？
We learn 3 things from this psalm this evening.
我们今天傍晚，我们从这段经文当中要学习的有三样事情。
Now it's very interesting because this psalm can be divided into 3 different portions.
有趣的是，这个诗篇是能很清楚的分为三段。
And each portion is introduced with an address of God.
每一段呢，也同样的向我们介绍了跟神有关的。一个称呼。
For example, you notice in verse 1, David first addressed God, O Lord.
比如说在这38篇的第一节，我们看到这里一开头所说的是耶和华。
Then you notice from verse 2 to verse 8, there's no mention of the name of God.
然后我们发现到从第二节一直到第八节，我们都没有看到任何称呼神的事情。
So verse 1 to verse 8,would be the first portion where every portion is introduced by an address of God.
那我们发现到第一到第八节就是第一段，所以每一段的开头呢都有对神的某一个特别的一个称呼。
You notice now in verse 9 there's another address of God.
那我们看到第九节，我们看到这里又有另一个称呼，
Lord，
主啊。
Okay, so verse 9 all the way to verse 14 would be the second portion.
那第九到第十四节也就是第二段。
Then in verse 15 you notice he addressed God againO Lord, do I hope?
那这里呢？第十五节我们又看到了耶和华，我仰望你。
So from verse 15 to the end will be the last portion.
所以就由十五节一直到这整篇的尾端呢，是最后的这第三段。
Okay, so it's interesting that each portion is introduced with an address of God.
所以这里所分的三段当中，我们发现到每一段都有对神的一种称呼。
And each of these portions have different themes.
那每一段呢都有他的这个主题。
Even when David was facing this very evil and wicked people, the first theme that he thought upon was himself, making sure that he has not sinned against God.
那我们发现到，诗人大卫呢，当他在面对着重重的压力，旁人带给他的这些困扰的时候呢，他首先优先所想到、所考量到的呢，竟然是自己与神之间的关系，自己是否有得罪神。
So from verse 1 to verse 8, he recognized first his own sinfulness and his own need.
所以第一到第八节这里所探讨的呢是他自己的需要，个人的需要。
You realize that sometimes when we deal with difficult people, with enemies, we are very prone to be critical of them.
我们发现到许多时候当我们在面对这些敌人或者是对我们不好的这些人的时候呢，我们往往第一个反应呢，就是对他们有许多的抨击。
Sure, they may have done evil things and they may have done wrong.
的确，他们或多或少做了一些不好的事情。
But we also must be very careful that we have not sinned against God.
然而，我们也必须与此同时呢，对自己的行为非常的警惕。
And here, David, first of all, did not even mention his enemies, but he mentioned himself. He examined himself before God.
这一整段当中呢，他并没有诗人大卫并没有提到自己，而是并没有提到他的敌人，而是提及到他自己与神的关系。
He had to make sure as he comes before the Holy God that he has not sinned against God.
他必须确认自己，就是当他来到圣洁的神面前的时候呢，他必须是能够站立在神面前的。
But he realized that even though he may think that he is righteous, when he comes before the Holy God, he is a sinner.
那他必须记得自己虽然在来到神面前的时候呢，他就算在这一切事上做得再好，他仍然是个罪人。
So in this first portion, the psalmist David came with the burden of sin.
所以他在这一段当中呢，他是带着重重的重担的。
You notice how in verse 1 he first says, Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
因此我们看第一节这里说耶和华求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
Sure, the Lord whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
是我们知道主所爱的他必管教。
But David was now pleading, don't chasten meTo the extent that I cannot bear it.
但是在这里我们看到诗人大卫说，求你不要惩罚我过于我所能承受的。
Yes, I want to be disciplined. I need to be disciplined and corrected. But not to the extent where I would be consumed in thy wrath.
是我必须受责罚，我必须就是改过自新，有进步。然后呢，请你不要让我在你的烈怒中呢，我不能够所经历我所不能够承受的这种惩罚。
And then the psalmist now then acknowledges several truths regarding sin.
而在这里呢，诗人他也同时就是探讨了有关于罪的一些属性。
First of all, he realized how sin brings about pain.
他发现到罪带来的是痛苦。
In verse 2, you notice he compares sin to the arrows of God sticking fast in him.
第二节，他将罪形容为这箭射入他的身体。
This is the experience of a person who comes under the conviction of sin.
当一个人非常确认自己得罪了神的时候，
where the truth of God's word are like arrows which pierce him.
那神的话语就犹如这锋利的剑呢，射入他的身体。
See, sometimes when dealing with very difficult situations and difficult people, when we are tempted to murmur and complain, we forget that we may also have sin.
在面对逆境的时候，在面对非常难搞的人的时候呢，我们难免会忘了自己所自己也在这事情上有行到不完美的地方。
And we do not like it at times when if we go to someone to try to find a listening ear.
那有时候我们也不喜欢在想要向别人倾诉的时候呢。
And then this person, instead of agreeing with us, now point out our faults as well.
而倾诉的这对象呢，他不但没有就是站在我们这一边，反而是反过来指责我们的不对。
And this is one very difficult thing in even counseling and trying to encourage a person.
这是在面当我们在就是来辅导一个人，来帮助一个人的时候，我们所面对的一个很常面对的一个挑战。
Because sometimes a person, if he comes to us and then shares some of the problems that he's going through, yet we know that the conduct and the behavior of this person is not completely righteous. What should we do?
因为有时候在辅导一个人的过程当中呢，那这个辅导的对象，当他与我们分享的时候，我们发现到他也有许多的不完美之处的时候，那我们该怎么做呢？
And I've experienced it not a few times where, you know, I try to tell this person, oh, brother or sister, actually this is also not right.
那我已经面对过这样子的情况许多次，然后我有时候会告诉他说啊，这位弟兄，这位姐妹啊，可能你在这方面你其实做的不对。
And they will respond, I never asked for your advice.
那他的回应竟然是，我没有要你告诉我怎么做。
I just want a listening ear.
我只需要你听我的心。
Sometimes do you experience that?
你是否有这样子的经历呢？
But we need to be very careful because even if let's say we bring a situation before a friend and this friend really cares.
那我们必须非常小心因为有时候当我们把一个情况与我们一个朋友分享，而这个朋友他非常的关心我们。
And sometimes we may feel like we are the victim.
有时候我们认为自己是受害者。
But we need to be very careful. If the word of God and the truth of God's word convicts us, then we better humble ourselves.
我们必须非常小心。有时候如果神的话语，神的话语指责我们，指责我们的不对，指责我们所做错的地方，我们必须要谦卑自己。
The word of God, the truth of God's word are like arrows that stick fast in me, and we need to realize it's because of our sin.
神所赐我们的真理呢，就犹如这箭呢射入我们的身体，因为他在这里呢指责着我们的罪。
Sin is very painful.
罪所带来之痛。
It is not the truth that brings the pain; it's the sin that has brought the pain.
那所带来痛苦的呢，并不是神话语的神话语的指责，而是这罪本身。
Not only that, the Bible also says sin is very heavy.
不仅如此，这里圣经说到这罪是非常沉重的。
In verse 2, the end, he says, "Thy hand presses me sore."
第二节下半段这里说，你的手压住我。
And then you look also in verse 4, the Bible says, "It is like a heavy burden; they are too heavy for me."
第四节同样的告诉我们，如同重担叫我担当不起。
Sin is like a heavy burden.
罪就犹如一个重担。
And it presses us down.
而它压着我们的身。
It is something that causes us to feel so immobile that we cannot move.
使我们感觉到自己真的是举足不前。
Is that which suffocates us.
使得我们感到非常窒息。
This is what sin does to a person.
这是罪的后果。
If you do not deal with sin in the right way, it will be a burden which keeps weighing you down.
你若不妥善的去面对罪的话，那它就犹如一个重担，不断的使你感到非常沉重。
The guilt of sin will be so heavy in your heart.
罪所带来的愧疚，它会不断的缠住我们的心。
The reality of sin will keep weighing on your mind.
它会不断的使得我们 就是使得我们的心怀感到非常的沉重。
Sin that is unresolved will be always in your mind, playing back over and over again.
没有被解决的罪的这些罪孽呢，会不断的在我们的脑海中不断的浮现。
And this is why the psalmist says that he feels so restless.
因此，诗人在这里他告诉我们说，他实在感到非常的恼怒。
You notice in verse 3, at the end of verse 3, he says that neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin.
那第三节的后半段告诉我们，因我的罪过，我的骨头也不能不安宁。
And then at the end of verse 8, he also says there's a disquietness of my heart.
那第八节同样也告诉我们，因为我因心里不安。
The restlessness of a person's soul.
那使得一个人他的心里不安。
Sin makes a person feels very uneasy.
他使得一个人在心里感到非常的不适。
And not only that, David also says that sin is overwhelming.
不仅如此，大卫也告诉我们说，这罪呢，使得他真的是心里非常的不安。
In verse 4, he says, "My iniquities are gone over my head."
那在第四节呢？这里所形容的是我的罪孽高过我的头。
This is how sin feels so overwhelming.
这就是形容了罪是多么的让人家让人难以忍受。
It's just like a person. The idea of the sin coming over the head is just like a person who feels he's drowning.
就犹如一个人在溺水当中。
Like the water has now risen over his head.
水已经上升到他的头顶上。
Sin, he feels so overwhelmed and consumed by it.
罪非常的令人窒息，使得他已经完全的被他给吞噬了。
And not only that, he also feels how sin is corrupting his flesh.
他也感觉到这罪呢，不断的在腐化他的肉体。
You notice the word in verse 3, there is no soundness in my flesh.
第三节这里所说，我的肉无一完全。
The word soundness there describes the health.
这里的完全呢，所形容的是他的一个健康。
And you notice in verse 3, verse 5, and then in verse 7 also, he talks about the soundness of the flesh.
第三、第五、第七节都同样的说，提到这个无肉无一完全。
But in verse 5, he uses a similar picture. He says, the wound is stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness.
第五节对肉体的这形容呢，非常独特，就是说我的伤发臭流脓。
So he says, sin is like how it makes a person sick.
他就使得这罪呢使得一个人就是在健康方面受到了亏损。
And he feels like even his flesh is rotting to the point where it brings out a stink.
以至于到一个地步呢，他的肉体溃烂，并且他感觉到有这刺痛。
Now when the psalmist David describes all these things,
这诗人大卫当他在面对在形容这一切的时候呢，
Do you not feel how low and how sorrowful he felt?
你岂不也与感受到他在当下所面对的是什么样的一种疼痛
？Sure, he was dealing with his enemies.
是他确实在当时候呢所面对的是敌人。
But instead of describing the sin of his enemies,
但与其在借用这个时候来形容敌人的罪过
，he described first of all his sinfulness before God.
他先在神面前承明自己一切的罪行
，and he acknowledged how overwhelmed with sin he felt.
并且承认他对罪他因为面对的罪呢他感觉到窒息。
And he acknowledged how foolish he also was.
也同时承认自己有多么的愚拙。
We cannot have hope if we have sin.
我们若带着罪我们是不能够有盼望。
This is why hoping in God must first begin by making sure we have not sinned against God.
因此这盼望的起源就是要确保自己在神面前没有得罪神。
Or if we have already sinned against God, to make sure that we come before God with repentance.
倘若我们已经得罪了神呢，要有这盼望，我们就必须来到神的面前，得到神的怜悯。
And here we learn a very important truth. David's approach of God, it was not in his own self-righteousness.
那我们发现到，我们在这里可以从大卫的身上学到一件事情，就是 他对神的他在面来到神面前的时候呢，他并不是要在神面前表示自己有多么的公义。
The reason why he has hope is not because he is without sin.
他的盼望并不是 出自于自己没有罪。
But he hopes in the Lord because of how he knows God forgives him.
而他的盼望是因为他知道神是怎样的会赦免他。
Even though these things, the descriptions here, feels so overwhelming.
今晚这里的形容呢是多么的多么的夸张，多么的难以忍受。
He knew that he still has hope in God.
他仍然知道他在主里面他是有盼望。
But first of all, we need to be very clear in our minds.
然而我们必须非常的清，在我们脑海中非常清楚的知道。
Have you recognized your own poverty of spirit?
你是否确认，就是认识，意识到你心中是多么的贫乏？
Instead of being too quick to criticize and to condemn others, are you aware of your own sin?
与其立即的就是要去抨击别人来就是列出别人的不是，你是否有认识到自己其实也在这事情上呢有犯罪？
Do you sense the reality of sin?
你是否感受到的罪的真实性？
Do you know the consequence of sin?
你是否知道罪所带来的后果？
Do you have this kind of hatred for sin?
你是否如此的恨恶罪？
We sometimes feel worse for things physical. When there's a dirt or something that's filthy in our physical bodies, we hate it more.
有时候呢，我们发现到我们对我们肉体上的污垢反而更加的排斥。
You know, today there's a wedding.
今天有一个婚礼。
And then there are some people who visited us from Perth.
那我们有一些从波斯那里来探望我们的一些朋友。
Those who came from Perth, they had a very hard time.
那些从澳洲那里他们来到这里，他们有一些面对着一些不容易的事。
Because of the weather.
因为天气的关系。
And they said how they kept sweating.
他们说他们不停的在流汗。
And they say they cannot stand it just being in Singapore. They feel so sticky, so uneasy.
那这样子汗流浃背，全身非常的黏，非常的湿，他们感觉到非常的不舒服。
Even for us Singaporeans, sometimes we shower in Singapore 2-3 times a day.
就连我们在新加坡的我们，有时候我们都一天要洗澡2-3次。
Because we cannot stand it.
因为我们受不了。
If it's in the physical, if something is wrong, we feel so uncomfortable.
在肉体上若有什么差池，我们就已经那么的受不了了。
If there's a wound and we feel the sore of the wound, we feel the painfulness of it.
那倘若有一个伤口，有一个肿块的地方，那我们感受到它的痛。
Recently, Preacher Cole had hand foot mouth disease.
最近呢，这个许林康传道呢，他就患上了这个手足口症。
And then he has a lot of ulcers in his mouth.
那他口中有许多的这个口泡。
Actually, now when I'm speaking, I also have one ulcer here.
那就算是现在我在讲道的时候呢，我也感受到嘴里有一个。
Don't worry, I don't have pen foot mouth. I think.
但是不用担心，我并没有这手足口症。
But it feels very uncomfortable.
但是还是非常的不适。
Okay, so I'm very. So in case if you find why am I talking a bit funny, right? That's the reason.
那倘若你在想为什么我发音有点奇怪这个就是那原因。
But for hand foot mouth disease, like a lot of ulcers.
那手足口症就不一样，就非常非常的多。
Oh, so then he says, well, I have to like try to eat ice cream lah and all these kind of things.
那他就说要不停的就是去吃雪糕之类的东西。
We feel all this physically.
我们在肉体上我们感受到这一切。
But you know the psalmist was describing all this in his soul.
然而诗人在这里所形容的其实是所指的是他的灵魂。
When you are sick with sin,
当你在属灵方面生病了。
You look at how crippled a person would feel.
一个在属灵方面患病的人就犹如是残缺的。
But we need to recognize our need first before we can hope in God.
但是我们必须认知自己的需要，我们才能到神面前得到这盼望。
Having recognized his need, now in the second section from verse 9 to verse 14, David now says his desire is the Lord.
那认识到了这一点之后，我们看到九节，他告诉诗人大卫告诉我们，他的心愿都在神的面前。
You notice in verse 9 he says, "All my desire is before thee."
我的心愿都在你面前。
And in verse 10, "My heart panteth, my strength faileth me, for the light of mine eyes it is also gone from me."
我的叹息不向你隐瞒，我心跳动，我力衰微，连我眼中的光也没有了。
In such times, one of the wonderful things is that we realize how much we need God.
我们在这样的光景之下，我们有时候才有时候需要在这样的光景之下，我们才认识到我们有多么的需要神。
We realize that we cannot depend on anything or anyone else, and not even ourselves, but only on the Lord.
我们才发现到我们不能依靠任何身旁的周遭的任何其他的事物。
This is why the psalmist says, "I bring my desires all before thee."
因此他在这里说，我的心愿都在你面前。
And this is where David now is completely open unto the Lord.
这大卫呢，他在神面前敞开他的心怀。
You know, one of the wonderful things about prayer and the relationship which we can have with God is the complete sincerity, honesty, and openness that you can have before God.
那我们与神的关系呢，应当是在我们在他面前是非常完全没有隔阂的。我们敞开我们的心怀，在神面前与他倾心。
Sometimes close friends and even those who care for us cannot sympathize and understand us.
有时候甚至连我们的密友他都不能够了解我们。
This is how David felt. You look at verse 11.
第十一节这样子的告诉我们。
He says, "My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my soul."
我的良朋密友因我的灾病都躲在旁边站着。
Sometimes when even a person who is very dear to you is sick, you will still keep a distance from that person.
有时候甚至连我们至亲的人 他生病了，我们也会与他保持距离。
Of course, there are some who are very self-sacrificial.
然而有些人是非常就是舍己为人的。
Especially mothers.
尤其是母亲。
They don't care even if the child is sick, they will still tend to the child.
他们不顾及自己，他们就算孩子病得再重，他们也会非常亲近他，来照顾他。
But sometimes there comes a point where even though a mother may love,the child may still have to be quarantined or kept a distance.
但在某些情况之下呢，我们必须要 把母亲与孩子隔离。
And David here was talking about his experience, not physically, of course.
在这里呢，大卫形容了自己所经历的事情当然不是指他在肉体上面。
Sometimes when he feels so distressed and when he needs someone who can understand him, his friends and those who seem to care for him.Even would stand aloof, afar from him.
有时候当他心里感到不安不适的时候呢，他的朋友竟然与他竟然与他疏远，远离他。
And here he not only talks about his friends, he even talks about his kinsmen. They stand afar off.
那不仅是他的朋友，甚至连他的亲戚、他的本家也远远地站立着。
There are times where even our close friends.Will desert us.
有时候我们的朋友会离弃我们。
And then he now also turns his attention to the enemies.
那这里他在这里呢，他把自己的中心点转移到他的敌人身上。
In verse 12, he says that there are those who seek his life. They are laying snares. This will be traps for him.
这里所说的是那寻索我命的设下网罗。
And then, at the end of verse 12, they imagine deceits all the day long. So all the time, they are planning to hurt David.
那在这里，第十二节所说的呢是的后半段所说的是呢，终日思想诡计。所以这里所说的是他们千方百计，终日所想的呢，就只是想要陷害大卫。
Have you really felt so hopeless that anywhere you turn to friends?There's no help to your enemies. It's full of deceit all the time.
你曾否面对着这样子的一种非常绝望的情况呢？你是否感受过怎样子的被亲朋戚友呢给遗弃，然后甚至连你的敌人不断的想要害你
？And this is why David says that his desire is before the Lord.
因此在这里，大卫说他 的他所盼望的，他的心就在神面前。
Do you know how wonderful it is to have someone whom you can just share so openly and honestly to without worry of suspicion or misunderstandings?
你是否知道？是否想过能够在一个人面前这样子毫无猜忌的这样子倾心吐意是怎样的一种经历呢？
You know, even sometimes between very good friends, there are times of tension.
就算在一些非常好要好的朋友之间呢，有时候也难免有些摩擦。
And then we are afraid that will I say the wrong thing? You know, will the person be offended by what I say?
或者说是说担心，哎，我这样子的一句话是否会得罪他，是否会就不小心让对方与我之间的关系呢不好。
But you know, before God, we can just come openly before the Lord.
然而在神的面前，我们能够在神面前倾心吐意。
And we know that the Lord will hear our groanings.
我们知道神必垂听我们一切的叹息。
This is why the question is, do you desire?To bring your burdens before the Lord.
所以必须思考的是呢，你是否愿意把你心里所愿的呢，拿到就是抬到神的面前来。
Why do we not treasure how the Almighty God is willing to receive us and to hear us?
我们为何不能珍惜这全能的神呢？他愿意来接纳我们，来接受我们，来。垂听我们呢?
When we really feel so overwhelmed and we feel that there's no one we can rely on, that's when we go on our knees.
有时候当我们感到非常无助的时候呢，我们才屈膝在神面前。
And then we must say, Lord, my desires are all before thee.
并且向神说，我的心愿都在你面前。
And we know that God is willing and ready to hear us.
我们知道神他愿意并且非常乐意的来垂听。
And this is where the third portion comes in.
第三段，在这第三段。
In the third portion, in verse 15, David says, "Now in thee, O Lord, do I hope."
那我们来到第三段，我们看到大卫说：“耶和华，我仰望你。”
The Psalms are very meaningful.
诗篇非常有意义。
Because oftentimes the Psalms expresses the human emotions and the thoughts very honestly.
诗篇非常明显的显露一个人的心里所想所思的。
And initially, this psalm here expresses the distress.
这个诗篇呢，所显露的是人面对窘境的时候的这种痛苦。
But often in the psalms, you also notice that there's a turning point.
然而呢，在这里有一个转捩。
And this is the turning point that we find in verse 15.
第十五节就是那个转捩点。
Suddenly the psalmist says, "In thee, O Lord, do I hope."
这里所说的是耶和华，我仰望你。
And you notice that what David will say now, this is full of confidence.
接下来我们看到大卫所形容的呢是非常充满着信心的。
You notice that the situation and the circumstance has not changed.
我们发现到这情况情景完全没有变。
Because he still says that there will be the wicked.
这里仍然形容着恶人。
In verse 19, my enemies are lively and they are strong.
十九节仍然形容我的敌人又活泼又强壮。
Right, and then he says that they will continue to do wrongful things.
那这里甚至说他们会无理恨我的增多了。
Okay, so there are still a lot of those who are wicked. These situations have not changed.
那这里所形容的恶人呢，仍然非常的多，而且这个情况呢，仍然没有转变。
And even when you try to do what is good, they would render evil to you.
就算你行善，他们仍然以恶报善。
You know, even I have this example where someone shared.
那我有这样子的一个例子是别人与我分享的。
Having encountered a difficult situation at work.
我曾经在工作的时候呢，就面对着这样子的一个情况。
Instead of retaliating, this person now tries to obey what the word of God says in Romans chapter 12.
那他在面对这挑战这个逆境的时候呢，他就按着 罗马书十二章的教导来行。
Treat the person with kindness. If your enemy hunger, give him food. If he thirst, give him drink.
那以善报恶，那就是当你的敌人他饥渴，他饥饿的话，你给他食物吃，给他水喝。
Do you think your enemy will appreciate?
那你认为你的敌人是否会赏识你这样的行
为？ On the surface, they may.
可能在表面上他们会。
But yet, they feeling so bitter and at times jealous, they may even question your intention.
然而有时候他们仍然非常的痛恨你，他们甚至会怀疑你居心何在。
You know, if somebody is already biased against you, no matter what you do, it's always wrong.
如果有人对你有偏见，你无论怎么做呢，他仍然会认为你是做错的。
No matter what you say, it will always be taken in the wrong way.
无论你怎么你说什么样的话呢，他仍然会认为你心里藏有恶意。
And you know that if a person wants to take everything negatively, he can do so.
那一个人如果要从反面来思想，来思考的话，他能够就是这样子的扭曲你的心意。
So this is one of the struggles that we face with technology.
这就是我们在科技所带给我们的一个挣扎。
Oftentimes in communication through mediums like WhatsApp.
那有时候我们接着比如 WhatsApp 这样子的平台。
You know, that you cannot read the tone.
我们不能从那简讯当中呢读出他人的这个发言他的语气。
So you do not know how it actually sounds.
所以你并不知道他的话是听起来是怎么一个样。
And if a person wants to, he can take everything in the wrong way.
那一个人如果心怀着不平的话，他可以就是用任何的方式来解读你所写的解句。
Your thank you, your I'm sorry, everything can be read in a negative way.
就算是谢谢，就算是对不起，仍然能够从一个反面的方向的从反面来解读。
And sometimes you really feel so frustrated and suffocated.
有时候你感到非常的无奈，非常的窒息。
This is how David felt. His enemies were rendering evil to everything good that he has done.
这就是大卫在这样子的情况之下的感受，因为他的敌人呢就是这样子的误解他。
The situation has not changed.
情况没有改变。
But David says he hopes in God.
然而大卫呢，他的盼望在于神。
You see, if you hope that the person would change, you would soon grow very jaded. And discourage.
倘若你的心态是你希望对方能够有好转、有改变，你会感觉到非常的无奈。
If you hope that a person will appreciate you, you'll be disappointed.
你如果希望别人能够开始赏识你这样子的行为，你会非常的乏味。
But if you strive to honor the Lord in doing what is right and good.You notice at the end of verse 20, it says, I follow the thing that is good.
然而如果你在一切的事上你想要敬畏神的话，那我们看到这里说
verse 20,
在第20节的尾端，这里所说的是因为我是追求善的人。
You notice he says that when you hope, when you follow the thing that is good, you hope in the Lord, you trust in the Lord.
当你心里带着盼望的时候呢，你所信靠的是神。
You do not hope that the enemy will change or will appreciate you.
你所期盼的不是敌人呢对你的对你改观，对你的态度好转。
You still follow what is good.
你仍然是追求良善。
And then you honor the Lord, you hope in the Lord.
追求良善的事情，并且你敬畏神，你的盼望在于神。
And this was the confidence which David had.
这就是大卫呢，他心里所存有的这种信心。
What is your confidence in?
你的信心在于什么呢？
Is it in the Lord who is your God?
是否在于你所称为是神的那一位呢？
We think upon God as someone who is very personal and very real to us.
我们必须将神视为一个与我们非常有亲密个人方面非常亲密关系的一位。
This is what it means when David says it is O Lord my God.
这就是在这里的诗人大卫所形容说我的主啊。
In verse 21, it is the same. O Lord, O my God.
这第二十一节所形容的，这里所说，耶和华我的神啊。
This is what your hope is in.
这里所形容的就是你我所需要我们的信心所必须寄托在的地方。
Your hope is in the Lord who is your God.
信心必须在于耶和华我们的神。
You know, this is a statement of submission.
这段话呢所形容的呢是一个人在神面前谦卑自己。
Hope is submitting and surrendering oneself to God.
盼望就是在神面前谦卑自己。
It is realizing that we are no longer in control and we can no longer change people or even try to solve every situation.
自知自己不是那个 掌控这一切，不是那个操控着这个情况的那个人。
But it's to surrender to God's will, to God's purpose, and even to God's salvation.
并且就是屈膝在神面前，相信他是那个 能够 改变这一切。也同时承认说他是那个带来救恩的那位。
And this is David's hope in the Lord.
这就是大卫他对于神的这个盼望。
So what should a Christian do when he feels discouraged and in distress?
基督徒在 面对低潮的时候，在面对窘境的时候，应该怎么做呢？
It is when he must place his hope in the Lord.
那就是他必须将盼望寄托在神身上的时候。
You cannot hope in God if you have not dealt with your sins.
你若没有去面对自己的罪，没有去解决自己的罪的话，你是无法有这盼望。
This was why David first made sure that he recognized his own sinfulness.
故此，在此我们看到这诗人大卫呢，他先解决，先认识到自己，意识到自己有罪。
And then David recognized God as his desire.
并且认识到神还是他心所渴慕的。
Became openly, honestly before the Lord.
他非常坦然无惧的来到神的面前来倾心吐意。
And he found God to be his confidence.
并且知道他能够从在神里面寄托着他的这信心。
So if you are discouraged and feeling down,
你若感到非常的颓丧，非常的失望的话。
They say that sometimes this kind of gossiping and dealing with people is not just in the world.
有时候我们发现到当别人在交头接耳，在你背后说你的不是的这些事情。
Sometimes it's also happening in the church.
这些事情并不只限于在这事变上，我们能够经历到，甚至在教会里也这样子的发生。
We deal with these things, we hope in the Lord.
我们在面对这样的困难的时候，我们的盼望在于什么？
And we know that the Lord will help in His time.
耶和华必按着他的心意、他的时间来帮助我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
O Lord, our God.
我们的主，我们的神。
We acknowledge that Thou art holy.
我们认识到你是圣洁的。
And when we come before thee, we can only but see our sinfulness.
我们来到你面前，我们只能承认自己是有罪的。
Oh, forgive us when we have been so stubborn and blind even to our sin.
求主你饶恕我们，当我们对于自己的罪我们盲目。
But help us now to acknowledge that thou art God.
我们只求主你帮助我们，在此时此刻我们能够就是认知到我们的主。
Oh Lord, sometimes when we are in distress, we admit that we do not respond or react in the right way.
主，我们有时候在面对着我们的苦楚的时候，我们所做出的第一反应是不讨人喜悦。
We murmur, we complain.
我们埋怨，我们不断的投诉。
And sometimes we even hurt others with our words and our actions.
甚至用我们的言语行为来重伤他人。
O Lord, we pray that thou would forgive us if we have sinned against thee.
求主你饶恕我们。
But we thank thee that our hope is in thee.
主，我们知道我们的盼望在于你。
We know that thou will take away the burden of our sins.
你必除去我们心中的这重担。
Thou art the one who will give us thy rest.
你是那吃安息的人。
And even when we feel that sin has overwhelmed us, thou art the one who will give us thy foundation and thy sure footing.
你是那次安息的那一位，你是那个在我们面对这重重困难的时候呢，你会让我们有着稳重的根基，能够依赖着。
O Lord, thou art our hope.
主，你是我们的盼望。
And we thank you, what a blessed hope it is.
这是非何等有福的盼望。
And it's where our faith can find a resting place.
也是我们的信心所能够得到安息之处。
Continue to bless the rest of this meeting.
就是继续的赐福于这段团契的时间。
Commit and pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们将这一切的时间完全的交托在主你的圣手之中，奉告主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.